This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
So there have been a couple cases in recent weeks of TV reporters. I guess you could say they were going undercover, going to schools, checking on the school security system, and causing a bit of an uproar. In one case, in the St. Louis area, a school was placed on lockdown because they didn't know who this person was who had shown up and then disappeared. And it was all part of investigative reporting. What do you two think? Is this really the right way to go about doing an investigative report, for example, on school security? Just showing up at the school and checking to see if anybody stops you? Is there a better way to do it?
I think in this case, yes. I think that you should only go undercover to report a story if there's really no other way to get a story, or if the need for the public to know really outweighs the deception. And in this case, I think there were other ways to report it, such as talking instead of going undercover. In one case, the reporter went with a camera and shot a video undercover. And I think she could have instead talked to people who have, you know, come and go from the school and done it that way rather than facing criminal charges when it came out that she'd been in the school. I guess she's not going to be charged, but she could have been charged with a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what city that one was in.
That was in Fargo, North Dakota.
That's right.
You know, I kind of have mixed feelings about this because I think she did prove that there were some issues with the security at the school. And isn't that sort of the idea of an investigative report to demonstrate there's a problem and maybe there needs to be some sort of solution so that someone who truly does pose a danger perhaps to the school cannot simply just walk in there?
I agree. She did have the public interest in mind. I mean, she wasn't just doing this for fun or anything. She was trying to test the system herself by going in with a camera. But as I said, I think there were other means of getting the story.
It sounds to me, Jasmine, like the idea of walking in there with a camera is you get better video, right?
Right, yeah. And she is a TV reporter, it looks like. So that's exactly what she was thinking when she walked in there. You know, you do have to justify, you know, weigh the ends versus the means. And in this case, well, usually reporters aren't going to be subjected to some kind of legal issue. I mean, sometimes it's more moral, it's ethical, but not you're not going to have actual charges pressed against you to do something. She actually faced that, which, you know, I probably would have rethought that myself. I go, you know, I don't think I want to actually have charges pressed against me. I would have really talked to my news director about that one. And I mean, I'm sure she must have gone to her news director and said, this is what I want to do. Do you think it's okay? And they agreed. So they thought they had some kind of standing here where it was going to benefit the community. If that's where they wanted to go with it, then, you know, I guess they did justify it, at least in their newsroom. And they thought it would be the best thing for them to show the story.
Lisa, you said it should be, going undercover as a measure of last resort. Can you give an example? Mm-hmm. When would it be appropriate to go undercover to do an investigative piece?
Well, a famous example would be the Food Lion mm-hmm. stories that one of the broadcast networks did, I don't know, in the 90s?
It happened in 92.
To expose rotting meat that was being sold in the Food Lion mm-hmm. chain of grocery stores, and they shot undercover video. So that's a big public health threat. And if they had gone to the PR director for Food Lion and said, hey, could we go in and take pictures of your rotting meat for a story? What do you think would happen? So mm-hmm. that seems like a legitimate case.
Your thoughts, Jasmine?
Well, when it comes to what she did, she wanted to prove that their system is, I mean, the school's not safe from people coming inside. And she did that. And if she had notified people ahead of time, then, well, she wouldn't have been able to find that out herself. And then she would have really had to track down people who had entrance into the school all the time. And that, I mean, who are you going to reach out to in the community that you know is going in and out of the school or has actually entered the school illegally before? If you sent, I mean, you could post something on Facebook. Have you ever entered a school illegally? Let me know. I mean, but
that kind of puts the school district on alert,
exactly,
too.
It puts them on notice to kind of clean up their act before you start getting the dirt. So, she got what she wanted. Unfortunately, she – well, at least in my sense, I'm fortunate – it's fortunate that she's not being charged. At least it looks like she's not at this point. But I think at least she got her story, and there are a couple things that they needed to do at that school.
Yeah, my one concern would be is something that Lisa brought up again, the idea that it's, you know, it's the last thing that you try. And to me, especially with a TV reporter, I mean, and this isn't a knock, but they're thinking visually. What's going to give me the best images, the best video that I can get?
Right.
And so they looked at this perhaps before exhausting other possibilities.
Yeah. Well, I guess we don't know for certain what else they did.
Yeah.
I guess we don't know for certain what was going on behind the scenes in that newsroom. It would be interesting to find out what else maybe they did try, what other corners they were trying. So,
either of you ever do any undercover investigative work?
Well, this is a very embarrassing story, but that I do share it with my students. When I was a young reporter working in Jacksonville at the newspaper, I looked like I was still in high school. So I was doing a story on teenage drinking, and I went to some parties with some teenagers and did not identify myself as a reporter. And this was, I think, my editor's idea. Anyway, so I got some interviews that way and did a story about underage drinking and probably got interviews that I would not have gotten otherwise. But I still don't like, I mean, I still felt guilty when I was doing it, and I just I didn't like pretending to be someone else.
If I'm not mistaken, that's how Fast Times at Ridgemont High got written. Didn't Cameron Crowe enroll in a high school? Well, he was already an adult, but he enrolled. He looked young enough and got a lot of material to write this story.
No, I didn't know that story.
I didn't know that either. I guess I should have stuck with it longer.
Or you should have turned it into a comedy instead of a serious news report.
Well, Lisa, did anything come out of your report? Did anything get done, ordinances, or, I mean, anything come out of that?
I just remember one angry mom coming in and yelling at me. But, I can't remember that anything that significant happened. But it was around the time that there had been a teenager killed in a car accident that had some alcohol involved. So we were trying to call attention to the issue. So I'd like to think we raised awareness.
Yeah, so there was an incident that instigated that report. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.